Well, ICRC President Peter Maurer will be in South Sudan. First of all, he's going to meet with several high-level officials in the South Sudanese government. But he's also going out into the field where we do a lot of our operations to get a first-hand look at the situation that civilians in the country face, especially as it pertains to the hunger or food situation and the medical situation.
Yes, as you did mention that he will be meeting with some high-level delegation, officials here in South Sudan. What are some of the issues that he will be raising?
One of ICRC's big concerns is how hostilities in the fighting in South Sudan are conducted. Our major concern is that they not be conducted in a way that that carries out extreme harm against civilians. We would like to see warfare that has less of an impact on people's ability to continue with their jobs or with their work or farming or fishing or whatever it is that they're doing to feed their families and to live their lives. We would like to see warfare not conducted in a way that is physically harmful to civilians, in that civilians could get caught up in the warfare and become injured or killed by the fighting. And that's going to be some of the main messages and some of the main issues on President Maurer's mind and in his conversations while he's in South Sudan.
Yes, just remind us once again, what are some of the major activities that the ICRC are involved in here in the country?
Yes, well, the ICRC has a huge food assistance operation in many parts of the country. People in South Sudan will probably be familiar with some of our planes flying overhead. Many of those planes are delivering food assistance to locations that are not reachable otherwise. You have in South Sudan areas of extreme hunger declared this year, and we've been working to provide life-saving food in those areas and help people overcome that desperate situation. And one of our other major activities is that we have several surgical teams based in locations across the country who are assisting people in need. Those can be fighters on either side. Those can be civilians. Anyone in medical need, we're going to assist. And we're also doing activities like vaccinating cattle for different communities. We're handing out fishing supplies. And all these activities are geared towards helping communities be able to overcome the difficulties that they face specifically because of the fighting.
Yes. Just before you go, you did mention that the president will be arriving in the country here. How long is this visit, and how important is this visit to the people of South Sudan?
Well, I think it's a good sign for the people of South Sudan that the ICRC president is visiting, because it means that the president views our operations and the situation in South Sudan as extremely important. South Sudan is the ICRC's second largest operation in the world. So we put a lot of effort and resources into what we do in the country. The fighting has been going on for 3.5 years. Civilians are suffering greatly from it. You have 1 in 3 of your civilians have been displaced. 1 in 2 is extremely hungry. President Maurer, the ICRC president, recognizes the situation, and I can say that we're going to continue our commitment to the country. His arrival, his presence in the country is proof of that commitment. And he's going to talk about this message I mentioned earlier about the need to make sure that civilians don't suffer so severely from this fighting.
Yes, and finally, on the 19th of this month, the world commemorates the International Humanitarian Day. You have any message you'd like to send on this particular day?
Well, it's nice that World Humanitarian Day exists, that the people who do go out in difficult places, not just in South Sudan, but in places like Syria or Yemen, places that are difficult to work in, and yet where people have a lot of needs, where they may be suffering, say, in Syria from extreme violence, tearing apart cities, or in Yemen, which is suffering a huge cholera crisis. 500,000 people have contracted cholera this year. Families truly suffering from the fact that there is not clean water available. So it is nice that there is a day that recognizes humanitarians and the work they do. But I think more often the people that go into this kind of work really want the attention to remain focused on the people in need and the work that's being done to assist